USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump is denying any wrongdoing and discussing classified documents with his staff and others after leaving office. In a response to a 2021 CNN audio recording where he talks about keeping the documents, Trump says that he and his staff were occupied with various matters.
Copies of magazines, copies of different plans, copies of stories, having to do with many, many subjects.
He recently pleaded not guilty to 37 counts related to the documents. The Supreme Court released important rulings today, but more significant decisions are yet to come. It ruled against Republicans in North Carolina regarding congressional district maps, leaving that decision to local courts. The court also addressed online harassment prosecution and overturned a stalking conviction. Pending rulings include the legality of President Biden's college loan forgiveness and the use of affirmative action in college admissions. Consumer confidence has reached its highest level in 18 months, with the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index rising over 7 points in June. However, the survey indicates a decrease in the number of individuals planning to make significant purchases, like cars or homes, within the next 6 months. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is once again drifting down to the U.S.
The air quality in Chicago and Minneapolis ranked as the worst in the world among major cities Tuesday. Detroit ranked as the fourth worst. Smaller cities in the Great Lakes region, like Grand Rapids, Michigan, saw even worse air quality. Conditions there reached code purple, the second worst air quality index reading. The smoky condition comes just weeks after the Northeast was blanketed by smoke caused by the wildfires in Canada. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The Justice Department has strongly criticized the Bureau of Prisons for the events surrounding Jeffrey Epstein's prison death. Epstein, the disgraced financier, died by suicide in 2019. The DOJ's Office of the Inspector General published a report outlining the failures that allowed Epstein the opportunity. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is raising doubts about whether former President Trump is the optimal candidate to challenge President Biden in 2024.
The question is he the strongest to win the election? I don't know that answer, but can anybody beat Biden? Yeah, anybody can beat Biden.
McCarthy in an interview with CNBC, former President Trump's allies are criticizing Speaker McCarthy's comments. The White House is trying to get its message across to voters that President Biden's economic policies are working. Principal Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton.
Our economy has recovered faster than any major economy in the entire world, and that's happening because of President Biden's leadership.
Dalton pointed out the declining inflation and the unemployment rate below 4%. Despite this, the administration has faced criticism as recent polls show a majority of Americans disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy. Over $200 billion of potential COVID relief pandemic funds were lost to fraudulent schemes. That's according to the Small Business Administration's Inspector General. The report indicates that nearly $30 billion of those funds have been recovered by the Inspector General's office, the SBA, the Secret Service, and other federal agencies. The in-laws of NASCAR star Jimmy Johnson and an 11-year-old have been found dead in a murder-suicide. Police in Muskegee, Oklahoma, say Terry Janway is suspected of killing her husband Jack and their 11-year-old grandson. The Janway's daughter is Johnson's wife and the 11-year-old her nephew. Police say the shooting happened at home last night. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.